I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 24th. The International Association of Firefighters says the Quincy Fire Department and the City of Quincy have set a new standard for the fire service in the United States by calling attention to the existence of so-called forever chemicals in firefighter protective gear. The city replaced its existing gear with non-PFAS chemical gear after testing revealed the presence of the chemicals in gear that was marketed as being chemical-free. The city is now pursuing legal action against the manufacturer of the old gear. Mound Street Beach and Nickerson Beach in Quincy are still posted as unsafe for swimming due to high bacteria levels in the water. In an update yesterday, the Quincy Health Department says it has removed the warnings at Marymount Beach and taken another water sample to ensure the water there is safe. All other city beaches and all of Wollaston Beach has tested safe for swimming this week. Hundreds of veterans from all over New England enjoyed a day out on the water on Wednesday during the Harvey Saltwater Fishing Club's 68th Annual Veterans Fishing Expo at the Quincy Yacht Club in Quincy. Every year, the club hosts the outing for veterans, many of whom are disabled, to enjoy a day of fishing and camaraderie. Organizers Tina Lyons and Kevin Gomez say it's a labor of love for everyone involved. The veterans are treated to a luncheon at the Yacht Club after their excursion. A fundraiser to support the Fishing Expo was held in June, and many local businesses also offer their support every year. Hundreds of veterans now have more information about the benefits and services available to them after the annual Veterans Expo was held at Pageant Field in Quincy recently. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott helped sponsor this year's 7th annual expo that included free information for veterans, first responders, and their families, live music, food, a job fair, and information about Parkinson's disease were also part of the festival. Also sponsored by the Veterans Voice Network, Quincy College, the City of Quincy, the Boston VA, the American Red Cross, and local businesses. The New England Aquarium released 13 more sea turtles off the Cape last week and this week after they received treatment at the Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. The 7 Kemp's Ridleys and 1 loggerhead turtle were released off West Dennis Beach after undergoing 7 months of treatment for conditions including pneumonia, dehydration, and trauma. The turtles were among almost 500 that were rescued on Cape Cod beaches over the winter when they became stranded as the ocean cooled. 35 turtles have been released so far this season, and a handful are still being treated at the Quincy Hospital and will be released once they're medically cleared. The turtles are fitted with satellite tracking devices so researchers can monitor their behavior. A road rage incident boiled over in the parking lot of the Hingham Public Library when an apparent disagreement ended in gunfire yesterday afternoon. Hingham police said preliminary reports suggest the road rage had been going on for, quote, some time and ended when the passenger of one car fired 2 shots at the driver of the other near the children's entrance of the library on Levitt Street. Investigators said when they arrived, the car that was shot at had driven away. The man who fired the weapon stayed on scene, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said the man had a license to carry and that his weapon, a revolver, was recovered on scene. Authorities said they were gathering surveillance video from the library and nearby homes in an effort to track down the car that drove away. As of last night, no one had been arrested, but police say charges are expected in the case. It happened just steps away from the public library. Authorities said they received multiple 911 calls when the shooting occurred. The woman driving the man who fired his gun is cooperating with police. Investigators are still trying to track down the other driver. Now, jury selection was completed yesterday for the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother who strangled her 3 children while undergoing medical treatment for psychiatric problems that developed after she gave birth. 17 of the 18 jurors needed had been selected by the end of the day on Wednesday, but two of them dropped out yesterday. Three new jurors were selected yesterday, bringing the total to 18. Opening statements are expected to get underway on Monday. After jury selection finished, an attorney representing Patrick Clancy, Lindsay's ex-husband, asked the court to restrict media access to pictures of his dead children, their clothing, and a 911 call that he made on the night they died. The defense backed his request. Patrick Clancy is expected to be the first witness called in the case. Clancy's trial, which could take several weeks, is expected to explore the complicated and rare phenomenon of postpartum psychosis, something that afflicts a very small percentage of women who develop delusions and sometimes hallucinations after childbirth. Clancy's lawyers and her ex-husband say she was not responsible for her actions. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington doesn't dispute that she killed the children, plans to raise an insanity defense. Prosecutors say the killings were intentional and well-planned, not the work of someone who had lost control. The Lipton Cup Regatta, presented by the Squantum Yacht Club, will be held Saturday and Sunday. Spectators can view sailing races from various locations along Quincy Shore Drive. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead on Butler Road in Quincy will present reenactors from Colonel Bailey's 2nd Massachusetts Regiment with drills, music, and a living history demonstration on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The program will also feature children's activities and tours of the historic home. Beach yoga, presented by Namaste Sober, will take place on Wollaston Beach in Quincy on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The free class is open to everyone. Cherry Orchard with the Celtic Band will perform traditional Celtic and modern Irish rock from U2 to the Pogues, Oasis, and Snow Patrol during the Friends Fridays concert tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy. The food pantry at Interfaith Social Services on Adams Street in Quincy has expanded their hours due to rising demand. Pantry is now open Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. to noon, and by appointments on Wednesday evenings. You can visit interfaithsocialservices.org for more information. City of Quincy's Neat Neighbors Contest is accepting nominations through Labor Day. 30 winners will be chosen at random in September and will receive a gift certificate to a local garden center. Nominations may be emailed to pdoherty@quincyma.gov or by calling 617-376-1251. Reminder, free lunches are being provided for Quincy residents 18 and under at the Parker Elementary School, Lincoln Hancock School, Ward 2 Community Center, Snug Harbor Elementary School, and Montclair Elementary School this summer. The meals are available weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. through August 21st. Meals must be eaten on site. Check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated, the Dow down 506 points. The NASDAQ dropped 553. The S&P fell 90. Shares skidded in Asia after Brent crude shot to its highest price since May as heavy fighting in the Middle East again threatened to slow the global flow of oil and gas. The dollar rose, the euro is higher, and oil is at over $100 a barrel. Sports, Red Sox and Blue Jays will open up a series at Fenway Park at 7:15 tonight. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny with a high of 84, clear tonight and a low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 83. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 83. And Monday, partly sunny and a high 85. The marine forecast calling for a 1 to 2 foot waves, winds southwest at 5 knots, becoming southeasterly later today. High tide, 8:19 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Sunrise, 5:29, sets at 8:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 24th.